I think on one of our phone lines here, we have Kevin calling in with a blizzard story to share. You there, Kevin?
Yes, I am, Nelson.
Well, Kevin, where were you during the blizzard of 78?
Well, ironically, you mentioned O'Malley's downtown store, as you said, wasn't in existence, but I happened to be up at their Carmel store. I was a teacher at that time, and worked a part-time job with O'Malley's. They were kind enough to hire me through the summers and vacations, but on Wednesday nights and Sundays, I worked there also. And so on that Wednesday when things started up, I was actually at the O'Malley's in what I would call at that time traditionally downtown Carmel near the Carmel Theater and Steckley's Old House, and mm-hmm. was their number two store that they had actually opened up.
Uh-huh. So what happened? You ended up, I assume, trapped at the O'Malley's store?
Yeah, that is correct. That, like some of the other people you've been talking with mentioned, it didn't start out that bad. There was the snow on the ground, as you mentioned, and in the afternoon it began to snow. Actually, I came in the store about 5 o'clock after teaching to work, and people were buying things as reports began to, and the National Weather Service said it's going to get worse, and the snow did start coming down a little bit more in earnest. Unfortunately, one of our freezers broke, and so myself and a couple employees were actually trying to defrost a freezer. O'Malley's at that time stayed open until 9 p.m., and when we closed the doors, there were still people trying to come in, but our manager, Chuck Kelly, was trying to get people home. And we continued to de-ice and then restock the freezer. But by the time we got done around 10 o'clock, it was snowing much, much stronger. Mm-hmm. And there were four of us there at that time, and Chuck Kelly lived up in Westfield and actually had a couple of young children, and I had a pickup truck, and as you said, no four-wheel drive, but had something called PosiTrack on it, and so he asked me if I could take him home, and I attempted to do so. I actually got him up to where 31 and 431 converged. Used to be Ben's Island Restaurant and the Carmel Motel. They're not there anymore. And I couldn't go any further. It was, the snow was too deep. The wind had picked up. This, again, is after 10 o'clock in the evening. And
so did you have to be rescued, or what happened?
No. Chuck said, that's it. I appreciate you getting me this far. He actually got out, and when he did, he was the snow was at that point somewhere between his knees and his waist, and he walked home. I don't know how long it took him, but I know he got home safely, but he walked, and there was nobody else out at all. And then I turned around and was able to drive back to the store and rejoin three other guys.
So you slept at the store then, Kevin?
Yes, I slept on one of the check stands.
On one of the checkout stands?
Yeah, we called Joe, and he said, just stay there, lock the doors, you'll be fine, there's plenty of food to eat, and we did. The four of us stayed there.
What did you have as
there were four check stands, and we each took one with a roll of jumbo Bounty paper towels underneath our heads. And
that's what I was going to ask. What was your pillow? It was Bounty paper towels.
It was a roll of paper towels, and we spent the night there and slept there, and had food, but Joe called us back a couple times. Apparently Carmel High School was being used as an emergency shelter for stranded motorists, and the Carmel police and state police would actually snowmobile down to the store. We'd let them in, and they would take food and supplies. Joe said, just don't worry about it, you know, let them come in and get what they want and take things back to Carmel High School to help the stranded motorists and other people that were stuck there. I remember a lot of toilet paper and baby food products.
Yes.
were taken.
Well,
back there.
You touched on something that's good to bring up, and that's there were a lot of good Samaritans in all this.
Yes, indeed.
Which I want to go back to Peggy. Thank you for calling in, Kevin.
You're welcome. We've